Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here we are at the start of the fourth week of the 66th session of the Montana Legislature, and things are just now beginning to heat up. Last week, our legislative affairs team testified on 6 bills. This week, we may testify on as many as 5 more. In all, there are over 700 more bill draft requests this session than last, and that means that we could be facing a tidal wave of bills as we move towards transmittal at the midpoint of the session. The most controversial bills this week will both be handled by the House Judiciary Committee. The first is House Bill 338, a bill to rewrite Montana's death penalty laws. This is what we call a perennial bill. It's been before the legislature every session since I served 20 years ago, but this year, there's a twist. Rather than banning the death penalty and replacing it with life without parole, House Bill 338 says that the death penalty could only be used if there was clear DNA evidence. The problem is, DNA evidence exists in less than 10% of homicide cases. What's more, are we really ready to say that a person who kills someone and leaves DNA evidence should be subject to the death penalty, but another person who walks into a school and kills 20 children in front of witnesses but leaves no DNA evidence should not? Does that make any sense? We'll talk more about this in a later broadcast, but suffice to say the bill will draw a large crowd. Another bill sure to draw a crowd will be House Bill 302, the Personhood Amendment. It's up Thursday morning, and if passed as a predictor of the future, a huge crowd will fill the room. Personhood is a strategy to get the U.S. Supreme Court to revisit the case of Roe v. Wade. It declares that life begins at conception, something I hope all of our listeners can agree on. The challenge for our side is that the bill is actually a constitutional amendment, so the bar for passage is set much higher. Rather than a simple majority, it requires a two-thirds majority or total of 100 yes votes between the House and Senate. That means if all 88 Republicans vote yes, we still need 12 Democrats to cross over and support the bill. It's not impossible, it's just never happened before. This afternoon, House Bill 354 will be heard in House Education. The bill would prohibit sexually explicit materials in schools and libraries that receive state funding. It would also restrict the locations of sexually oriented business. We think it's a great idea. The problem is, the bill has always been opposed by the education lobby, the teachers union, and the library association. They'll all come into the hearing en masse with cries of censorship. It's a sad spectacle to watch those in charge of educating our children try to argue that pornography should be considered protected speech and should be made available in schools and libraries, and should be subsidized at taxpayer expense. The final two bills are both rewrites of Montana election law, boring to most people but important to us as we attempt to publish legislative voting records each election cycle. Yes, it's a busy week at the Capitol, but it's sure to get even busier in the weeks to come. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.